4. Our Merging Civilizations. First message received from Adama. Greetings, my brothers and sisters of light. I am Adama, High Priest of Telos, and I am here to bring you greetings from your fellow citizens who dwell in Telos, your fellow brothers and sisters of light, who are here working toward the ascension just as you are. Know that we do indeed exist, and many of us have already surfaced. We invite you to converse with us telepathically, for the merging of our two great civilizations is imminent and necessary for the ascension of the whole planet. You can ask to come to Telos before you go to sleep at night. You can call on Adama to receive you. This is all very exciting, for we have waited a long period of time to contact you on the surface. Now is the time, for the Earth is changing rapidly, and great cataclysms are in store for the surface. You will need to stay very grounded, very centered in your being, and you will need to call on your mighty I Am Presence to fill you, to stabilize you, and to connect you to the Earth, where you are holding the light. I thank you for making this connection with me, and for inviting me to speak to your group. I will be most happy to speak whenever you wish, whenever you call upon me, for I am here to serve along with you. Blessings. I send you blessings and greetings from Telos. I am Adama. An update on our emergence plan, Adama, through Aurelia Louise Jones. It is my great pleasure to communicate with you at this time to remind you of our love for all of you, and to give you a little update on our emergence plan. We in Telos are noticing with much delight the rapid changes that are occurring within the spiritual grids of our planet. We also perceive the amazing awakening that is taking place within the consciousness of humanity. Dear ones, as much as you may not yet see the full picture of this wondrous progress from where you stand, we in Telos have the necessary technology to be able to not only see this progress, but to make daily graphs of it on our amino acid computers. We can chart the progress made by mankind day by day in any area of your surface. Each day we notice more people awakening to their divine purpose and mission. The very fact that there are so many of humanity that are now awakening to a better understanding of their divine nature. We also know that this awakening is no longer reversible, and your victory is assured. It is only a question of how many Earth years it will take to reach critical mass. We can honestly tell you that it is happening even faster than ever expected by the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. We in Telos, and all your brothers and sisters of the Earth within, which is a very vast empire of many civilizations, are watching this expansion of consciousness with great joy and anticipation. We are supporting you with our love and our light. We are almost like children who are counting the number of days before Christmas, the Christmas of our uniting in love and brotherhood as one big Earth family. We are watching with delight and wonder the awakening taking place each day, and we know that the time for the uniting of our two civilizations is finally coming very close, after so many years and centuries of physical separation. The moment of our emergence to the surface will be a time of love and great rejoicing for the many, particularly for those who are consciously aware of our presence within the Earth and have such a yearning in their hearts to greet us in their homes and finally talk to us face to face. The wonders of our great encounter will be even greater than the magic that a thousand Christmases holds for so many of you. Know that we long to be with you physically, as much as you long to be with us. Because we are family, it is a mutual desire. We are also watching the light workers who have embodied at this time, accomplishing this wondrous mission, and leading the way for this grand awakening. You are like brave warriors of light, and we are holding you so preciously in our hearts. It is with gratitude and profound love that we salute and honor you. The time of our emergence is no longer in the faraway, distant future. It is almost at hand, dear ones. We are no longer looking at decades, but just a few short years at the very most. We cannot give you dates, as we are not the ones who are deciding the exact time or date of our emergence. We will come when the spiritual awakening has reached critical mass, not sooner. Shortly, however, we will be granted permission to once again start mixing with a limited number of surface people. This exchange will begin to open the pathways for our eventual emergence to the surface, joining both civilizations as one big family of children from the Earth Mother. We are beings of love, we live a path of love, and we want you to know that we have much love for all of you. When we come, we will be able to teach you a way of life that will help you establish very quickly the foundations for a permanent golden age of enlightenment, love, peace, beauty, and prosperity for all on this planet. We will assist you in ushering in this golden age that you have been longing for so very long. Just prepare, dear ones, by loving each other more, by seeing each other more like brothers and sisters. In your mind and heart, begin to be receptive to allowing us to become your guides and mentors, and I can make you the promise that you shall never regret it. For the last 12,000 years that we have been living underground, we have established a foundation based upon the consciousness of love and true brotherhood in the subterranean cities, and in Telos. Over these thousands of years, we have been refining the structures of our societies to become more and more in resonance with divine principles in every aspect of our lives. Beloved ones, we have witnessed your pains and struggles long enough. It is with much gladness and expectation that we wait to come out and show you the way to manifest this wondrous reality in your world, so that never again will there ever be any more suffering on this planet for humanity, or for any of the other kingdoms evolving here. It will not take 12,000 years to accomplish this with our help. We already know how. The melting of our energies through the magic of love can and will bring these wonderful changes to you. Be willing to open your hearts to us, and trust that we are not only your friends, but your brothers and sisters of long ago. On a soul level, we all know each other very well. We were all family at one time on the continent of Lemuria, and it has not changed. We send you much love from Telos. Love is in great abundance here. We have no problem generating it, and it allows us to live in great opulence. We hold you dearly in our hearts. Until we meet, keep practicing the art of true love, which starts with loving yourself. Our preparations are now 90% completed for the great day of our emergence. May you all love each other and all of creation as precious jewels and expressions of the love of the Father and the Mother. End of Aurelia Louise Jones Channeling. Mother Earth's Sacrifice. My light shines forth from Telos, its beam directed into your heart space, conveying joy and well-being to you. We wait until we receive your vibration, and then we beam our consciousness to you. Telepathy is very simple once you know how to make the connection. We, here in Telos, await these exchanges when we connect as one across the span of Earth, and through the Earth, to meet you in your heart space, the place of love, joy, and well-being. I dream of the merging of our two civilizations, yours from above, and ours from below. This merging will be the culmination of a great plan that we developed eons ago, before you incarnated on Earth. At that time, we laid out our strategy and plans for this moment in history when the time would be right to merge our civilizations. We have been waiting many thousands of years for this precise time on Earth when we could finally begin to implement our plans for the ascension of planet Earth, and the ascension of all its life forms above and within the Earth. Our technologies have been guarded all these eons, waiting for this propitious moment to bring them forth to you, our brothers and sisters, who are selflessly waiting also on the outside of this grand Earth. Our Mother Earth is a great being who has sacrificed her precious body to be a host to life on her surface and below her surface. She has sacrificed her well-being so that her children could learn their lessons of evolvement on the Earth plane in an environment of love and abundance. She has waited patiently, for millennia, for humans to evolve and recognize their God selves and the divinity within themselves. She has waited through wars and famine, and abundance and glory, as this cycle repeated and repeated itself, as all life slowly evolved in consciousness on her surface and below her surface. She has sacrificed a lot, and now her time of sacrifice is over. It is the time for all life to recognize its God self and move into the light of greater understanding and self-worth. She is a patient being, perfectly timing her transition into light to correlate with humanity's transition into light, the same light, the one light of the perfection of all that is. We, in the subterranean cities, have focused our light on you, our brothers and sisters, hoping to stimulate and guide your emergence into the light where we will all meet in the fifth dimension of God's love. We salute you for your endurance and stamina in the face of the chaos and discontent you wade through in each of your days. Soon there will be no more waiting, for you will be above this vibration and floating in a higher vibration of God's love where all is peace and joy and well-being. I will meet you there. The time is quickening and the plans are in place, and all is in motion for your emergence into light. I salute you for your bravery.